NPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Here's Janacek trying to go one-on-one off the dribble. Dishes it off the baseline to Reese. Back up top, Pritchard for three more. And three more in the bank for Caleb Pritchard. He's 2 of 2 beyond the arc, and Pleasanton takes the early 6-point lead.
Tonight, a trip to the Boys State Tournament is on the line in Loup City as the Pleasanton Bulldogs battle the Sargent Bulldogs. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Pates doesn't take the three, guarded by Howard. Down to Reese, try to double on him. Here comes Pritchard sneaking in from behind, and Cole will lay it up and in. Pleasanton really seeing the floor well, passing the ball extremely well.
Sargent ended Pleasanton's football season on a way to their runner-up finish to Howells. Tonight, Pleasanton hopes to return the favor on the hardwood. It's a battle of the Bulldogs coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Loup City with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Loup City High School. It is the final night of basketball, not considered state tournament, because this is it for district basketball, our final Tuesday of the 2010-2011 sports season when it comes to high school hoops. Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we bring you the boys' D2 District 4 championship game between the Pleasanton Bulldogs and the Sargent Bulldogs. Now, Pleasanton, unlike the football season, will come in as the overwhelming favorite in this ball game tonight. Also in the ball game, Sargent will come in as an underdog. Now remember, back in the football season, Sargent rolled up Pleasanton on their way to the state finals. Pleasanton is hoping to do the same here as they head to Lincoln with a win this evening, and they still have an outside shot at a wild card, but we don't believe that that is possible after some of the top teams in the class were beaten earlier. So we'll see if they're able to get that wild card if they're upset here tonight. But Coach Bill Giffen's squad, not looking for that. They're looking to keep things rolling as they have been red hot. This Pleasanton Bulldog team has not lost a ball game since back on January the 8th when they lost in overtime to Eustace Farnham. They have went on to win 13 consecutive basketball games, and they look to make it 14 here. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits, and as always, the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner is getting ready to take on Lindsay Holy Family. And on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, Overton is taking on Axtell at Kearney Catholic High School. We'll also have updates tonight on the Adams Central Holdridge game going on at Grand Island Senior High. We'll take a break, be back, and look at the starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show on Classic Hits.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to Loup City. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth in deposits and loans in the past 20 years, unparalleled in the Tri-City area, they've concentrated on being a profitable and secure place for their customers. Growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service are goals they strive for and achieve, making Five Points Bank your safe, secure banking choice. First off, for the Sargent Bulldogs, number 3 is a 5'10" senior, Casey Richards. Number 15 is a 5'10" senior, Ridge Horkey. Number 20, 6'1" junior, Guy Fenske. Number 25, a 5'10" junior, Tyke Kozel. And number 45, a 5'10" senior, Theo Williams. The head coach of the Sargent Bulldogs is Mike Kozel, assisted by Chris Barron. Sargent comes in with a record of 12-10 on the season, but they have won 6 of their last 8 ball games. And to make it here to the district final, they defeated Loup County and Arcadia in their sub-districts. For Sargent, they are looking for their first trip to the state tournament since 2005 and only their third trip since 1947. They were in the state semifinals in 93 when assistant coach Chris Barron was playing, and in 2005 they took on Bruning Davenport and were eliminated in the opening round. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, number 12 is a 5'6" junior, Austin Pates. Number 14 is a 6'1" senior, Cole Pritchard. Number 20 is a 5'10" junior, Caleb Pritchard. Number 22, 5'9" junior, Colin Janicek. And number 44, 6'2" senior, Garrett Reese. The head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman and Tyler Tarkington. Pleasanton is 20-3 on the season. They've won 13 in a row, and they're ranked 5th in the state in D2 in both the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star. For Pleasanton, they know a lot about the state tournament, but they've missed out the last 2 years. Their last trip was when they made it to the state finals in 2008 as the runner-up to Fall City Sacred Heart. But they have been to the state tournament 6 times since the year 2000, and they're looking to get back with this group under coach Bill Giffen, trying to get back down to Lincoln. They were the champions in 2005, runners-up in recent history in 96, 97, and 2008. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. And we're back after this timeout.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, we've got Beanoff and Yancey as our officiating crew here tonight. Pleasanton will be the home team. Sargent will be the visiting team. And the one thing you're going to look at tonight, Sargent, kind of a one-man show. They are led by Guy Fenske. The 6'1 junior averages nearly 21 points and 11.5 rebounds per ball game. This team for Sargent only averages 45.5 points per ball game. Nobody else averages 6 or more. You go all the way down to Tyke Kozel, who averages just over 5 points. Then you got Casey Richards and Ridge Horkey, who are right at 4 points. And because of some injury and illness, Sargent has only suited up 9 players in the basketball game tonight. So if the odds weren't daunting enough, they're even more so with those injuries. For Pleasanton, they're a little bit more balanced, but yet they're also led by the man in the middle, Garrett Reese. He's averaging nearly 15 points and just under 10 rebounds per ball game, but they can also light it up from the outside. Caleb Pritchard and Cole Pritchard each average just over 11 points per ball game. Janicek just under 9. Austin Pates right at 8 points per ball game. So those are the particulars, and we're about ready to bring you some high school basketball tonight here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Loup City, and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. You have been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game. From Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. They're proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. A trip to the state tournament in Lincoln next week is on the line. It's Sargent and Pleasanton coming your way right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda with you from Loop City High School. A big thank you to Athletic Director Wayne Klein and all the folks here for their hospitality as we get ready for high school basketball. The visitors, Sergeant, in their black with orange trim, the home white and red trim for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Pleasanton will move from right to left, Sergeant from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And we are ready for district championship basketball action here on Classic Hits. Garrett Reese to jump center for Pleasanton. Guy Fenske to jump center for Sergeant. And just like we said last night in the Ravenna West Holt game, Sergeant needs to survive the first quarter against the much more favored Pleasanton Ball Club. And Sergeant will win the opening tip as Fenske leaps out of the gym to go above his defender. And we'll see how much there is between Fenske and Reese in this ball game. Back cut, and Fenske has a layup, and Sergeant is on the board. 2-0, Sergeant scores on the opening possession of the ball game, and that brings Mike Colgill right up off the bench with some excitement as they lob it into Garrett Reese at the other end. He's too deep, shot no good, follow try no good, tipped out into the hands of Austin Pace from Cole Pritchard. Now they'll lob it down to Janicek, to Reese, his short jumper in and out, no good, but he got another rebound, and he's trapped on the baseline, the ball being fought for, and Sargent's going to get out of there with it. Wow, Pleasanton had a ton of chances underneath and could not score. So a little early momentum here in the first minute for the Sergeant Bulldogs. It's a battle of Bulldogs, so if we say Bulldogs tonight, we'll apologize. As the top of the key three, Kozel is going to be in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Colin Janicek. And up the floor, here they come for a layup at the other end, and it's a blown layup, actually over everything, so maybe a little too much adrenaline here for Pleasanton. And the rebound brought down by Tyke Kozel. Up the floor with it'll be Guy Fenske. Swings it over the left wing to Richards. Casey up top to Horky. Ridge swings it right side. Pleasanton playing to the man-to-man inside. Kozel, turnaround jumper, setting on the rim, won't go. Rebound, Theo Williams is going to get in there and tie up the Pleasanton defender, Cole Pritchard. And the arrow, of course, will point the way of Pleasanton since the opening tip went the way of Sargent. Just underway, 90 seconds into this basketball game. Sargent scored off the opening tip. They lead it 2-0. With a basketball, Caleb Pritchard. Bounce pass inside. He'll get it to Janicek, and the layup's up and in. Colin Janicek ties the ball game at 2, and Sargent will walk the ball up the floor. Sargent does not want this to be a track meet. They are not a high-scoring team, as we said. 45 points a ball game. And for Sargent, they're going to have to score more than that tonight, you would think. Here is Fenske. Got tripped up by Kozel. The ball's turned over. Could be an uncontested layup at the other end, but the pass got away from Pace. He runs it down, kicks it out on the wing for a 19-footer. It's no good by Pritchard, and the rebound brought down by Theo Williams. So Sargent has missed quite a few shots here in the early going, and that's allowed Sargent to stay in it here as Pleasanton has missed quite a few shots. And driving in, Richards, baseline off balance, no good. Garrett Reese has the rebound. Outlet pass on the right wing to Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard pulls up for the three, decides not to take it. Reverse it over to Pates, guarded by Williams. Sargent trying to play a little bit of a zone defense here, maybe a matchup. And they're going man-to-man. It was a man. Just they tried to trap the ball out top. With it is Caleb Pritchard. High post ball fake, working on Richards. Now swings it over for a three. Off the mark by Colin Janicek. And the rebound comes down to Guy Fenske. And Fenske will walk the ball up the floor here. So even though Sargent has only scored 2 points, This is kind of the start they're hoping for. They've limited Pleasanton to two, and we're going to see some early subs from Coach Bill Giffen. Holding the ball is Richards. His pass almost stolen away, but when it's not, a three-pointer is put up by Ridge Horkey, which is no good. And the rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. So a lot of mud being thrown up right now. Not much of it sticking. 2-2, 3 minutes into the game. Caleb Pritchard will hand it off to Pates to the high post. Here's Cole Pritchard. His jumper is no good. And the rebound comes down to Tyke Kojal. So it's Garrett Reese in the paint and then about three or four black jerseys for Sargent. Coach Mike Kojal off the bench. The longer they hang in here, the more confidence you get. That makes them a dangerous team. Same play that started the game, and the assist from Casey Richards to Guy Finsky for the backdoor layup. And Sargent back up 4-2. Pates, a near air ball three-pointer at the other end, but it ricochets off of Richards and out of bounds. Into the ball game, Jason Nichols and Cody Janicek will check in, and Pleasanton's going to call a timeout. Coach Bill Giffen doesn't like the way the team has started, so he's going to call the timeout. 4:24 to go in the first quarter of play. Sargent 4, Pleasanton 2 on Classic Hits.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to Loup City. After Pleasanton took the timeout, they'll have the ball underneath their own hoop. And inbounds pass to Colin Janicek. Up top they'll go to Cody Janicek. Working around the right side off the inbounds. Play to Nichols on the right wing. Trying to get a play set up here for a three in the corner. And it is up and in by Colin Janicek. And he has both buckets here in the early going for Pleasanton, who has their first lead by 4. That will allow Pleasanton to put a little zone trapping pressure on, which could give Sargent some trouble. Still in the backcourt. Now Penske will lay the shoulder down. Bring it all the way to the baseline. Bring it to the hoop. And an offensive foul going to be called on Fenske. He ran into the big fella Cody Janicek and tried to move him. And an offensive foul going to be called on Fenske, his first. 3:54 to go here in the first quarter. 5-4. Pleasanton with the lead in a low-scoring first 4 minutes. Up the floor with it for the Bulldogs will be Colin Janicek. And obviously Fenske's the one guy that can't be in foul trouble. He is the man for Sargent. Bounce past the right side, try a trap. Now about 25 feet away, they'll give it to Nichols. Up between the circles to Colin Janicek. Starts right, goes left, ends up in the same place he started. Swings it over to Caleb Pritchard to the high pass. Post to Cole. Cole, nice dribble penetration, and he'll score. Cole Pritchard knocks it down to make it 7-4 in favor of Sargent. Back-to-back buckets coming out of the timeout. They'll try and put extended pressure on and get something going here in a hurry. Gets that lead extended. Each team has a turnover in the ball game, but only one. Sargent spreads the floor, and the Bulldogs now have went to a zone, which is highly unusual, maybe to try and stay away from that backdoor cut. They're going to make Sargent maybe shoot the ball from the outside or dribble penetrate. No look pass into Tyke Kojal to Richards, back up to Fenske. Fenske left elbow, now kicks it out farther to Williams. Reverse it right side, Richards, ball fake. They had a man on the baseline. Instead, Richards drives, and it will not go, and then a foul on the rebound attempt. Going to be called on Pleasanton. The foul will go on the Bulldog, Caleb Pritchard. That's the first foul of the game on Pleasanton. And now Garrett Reese and Austin Pates will check back in here for Coach Giffen. And we are sitting amongst the Sargent fans here in the top row of the bleachers. Pleasanton almost has the other side completely full. Here's a three for Fenske around, off the glass, and back through. So Guy Fenske has all 7 points here for Sargent. And we are tied at 7 with 2:40 to go in the first quarter of play. That went all the way around, hit the square, and popped right back through the cylinder. At the other end, Fenske trying to knock it away. The ball's loose, picked back up by Pates. Bounce pass underneath, and it's stolen away by Kojal. He stepped in front of Reese and made the steal. Second turnover here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Trying to get it back, Kojal gets it over to Fenske. Fenske does a good job of getting it into the front court. Deep in the left-hand corner to Williams. Williams is quite the athlete. Got a lot of hops, got a lot of ups, but not much of a score this year for Sargent. Skip pass over to him. As we say that, he drives baseline. Ball got deflected, and he comes up short on the shot. Garrett Reese with his fourth rebound for the Bulldogs. Sargent doing a good job getting back on defense, but as we say that, the outlet pass goes to Cody Janicek, and he hits the off-balance runner for his first bucket of the ball game. 9-7 Pleasanton, a minute 45 to go here in quarter number one. Penske will walk the ball across the timeline. Give it off to Casey Richards into the corner to Williams. Working around this 2-3 zone. And the pass is stolen away by Jason Nichols. Second turnover for Sargent. Nichols just jumping higher than that pass was tossed. Can't have a lazy pass. And Sargent paid the penalty there. Here's another three at the other end. Caleb Pritchard. That comes up way short. And Tyke Kugel pulls down the rebound. And as he comes up the floor, we've got a little hand check foul called on Pleasanton trying to reach in for the steal. Goes on Austin Pates. That'll be his first and the team's second. Checking into the ball game again for Pleasanton is going to be Cole Pritchard and Colin Janicek. Sargent is going to counter here, and they are going to bring in Jack Gibbons. This is their first substitution of the ball game. Again, only nine players suited. Mosier's been out for a couple of weeks with his shoulder. Sutton's been out for a long time this season after he broke his leg outside of basketball. And Sargent now with the basketball, kicks it into the corner. Gibbons is going to cast up a three. It's short, no good. Rebound brought down by Garrett Reese, already his fifth. A minute to go here in quarter number one, and Pleasanton will shoot the three with Pates. He'll put it up too strong. Long rebound into the corner to who else? Guy Fenske. And now 55 seconds to go. I'll tell you what, if Sargent could milk for the last shot here, that would be the strategy, even though it would take a minute. Heck, they've had a good enough first quarter. They're in the game. Kozel to the high post, little shove, lost his balance, got the ball to Fenske. Fenske's going to attack, left wing, fadeaway seven, comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. Pritchard gives it to Pates, pushes it up on the right side. Wing, post, lane, flips it off the glass and scores. Nobody got in front of Pates. He just kept stepping around the defenders, and Pleasanton has their biggest lead at 4 points. 22 seconds to go in the first quarter, 11-7 Pleasanton. On back-to-back buckets, Kozel on the left wing, guarded by Reese. High post, Horky, 12-footer. A lot of these are short. Rebound brought down by Colin Janicek. Outlet pass, Pleasanton runs the floor too quickly, and they throw it away. Pleasanton had a chance to end this quarter on a real high note, but instead they turn it over. Sargent's going to bring Lane Bennett in here for the last possession. Theo Williams is back in. Coach Kozel would like to see one more bucket here and get the lead to two or possibly one if they hit a three. Just under 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sargent has to travel the length of the court. They'll toss it into Fenske, who has all 7 points. And in the backcourt, we have got a blocking foul called on the Bulldogs, tapping up Fenske, and it's on Caleb Pritchard, his second. Sargent fans had to hold their breath for a minute. That would have been two on Fenske. 6 seconds to go now, and it's Sargent ball at midcourt. And Kozel will throw it in. They'll try and get Fenske open. They do in the backcourt, and he ends up carrying the basketball. He saw where he wanted to go, but somebody was there in a red uniform, and he ended up carrying it. 3 seconds, and Pleasanton's got a chance. Somebody better get on Pates. They hold the ball. They hold the ball. They lob it in. It's stolen away. Fenske is going to get a shot here before the buzzer. No, he won't. He tried to get all the way to the hoop, and the buzzer sounded. But Sargent does not let Pleasanton get a shot away. And after the first quarter in the D24 Boys District Championship, Pleasanton 11, Sargent 7 on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Loup City High School, where Sargent will get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing at 11-7. Pates went for the steal, couldn't get it, and it will still be Sargent basketball here as they start the second quarter with it. Try to force it inside, and we've got a little hook as they got it to Casey Richards on the low post. The foul is on Cole Pritchard. That'll be his first and the fourth here of the first half of play. 7:45, second quarter. Inbounds pass comes to Fenske, who has all 7 points here for Sargent. Trying to lose his man on the crossover dribble. Looks like Pleasanton has decided to go back to the man-to-man here. They started the game that way. That's what they play all the time, but they switched it to a zone midway through the first quarter, and they burn him again. Fenske with a layup. Three of the four buckets have been backdoor cuts, and Fenske rolls off that pick and has all 9 points. It's 11-9. The other end, Pates, kicks it back out to Pritchard. Cole swings it over to Caleb. To Janicek at the top of the picture. Over to the right side, open is Pritchard off the glass. A short jumper, no good. Theo Williams with the rebound. In the first quarter, Pleasanton had 11 rebounds. Sargent, 7. There were a lot of missed shots. Turnovers, Pleasanton 4, Sargent 3. Three-point shooting, Pleasanton 1 of 5, Sargent 1 of 4. Kozel from the free throw line. Flat shot, in and out, no good. Boy, a lot of those have been put up there tonight by Sargent. And Colin Janicek has the rebound. Pleasanton brings it into the front court, tries to force it down to Reese, and Kozel doing a good job stepping in front and knocking it away. Colin Janicek leads Pleasanton with 5, as we said, all the points from Sargent by their leading scorer, Guy Fenske, who averages nearly 21 a game. Inbounds pass comes to Cole Pritchard. Might have got away with a walk, but they'll let him go to the hoop and score. Second bucket for Cole Pritchard, and it's 13-9 Pleasanton. 6:35 to go here in quarter number 2. Holdridge with a first quarter lead over Adams Central, 12-8 in Class B5 district action. Right now, Kozel ball fake, hits the 12-footer. Got his man to jump in the air, so he just dribbled right around him. And Tyke Kozel, the first person besides Fenske to score in the game here for Sargent, who takes it to Pates, who fires up a three, and Austin will hit his first three of the ball game. That's the one thing about Pleasanton. They can heat up in a hurry from downtown. And they now lead it by 5. 16-11, 6 minutes to go in the half. Sargent basketball. Everybody up above the free throw line. Now they'll send the cutter, and Kozel will shoot the three in and out again. Man, Tyke Kozel's got to be getting frustrated down there. Those have all been good-looking shots, and nothing's going through for him. So it will be Pleasanton. They'll cut it, get it down to Kozel, who fouls the shooter, Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard almost got that shot to go. Kozel with his first foul, second team foul on Sargent, first free throws of the game for either team. So Caleb Pritchard will go to the line, and Sargent is going to call a timeout here. It's a full-length timeout. So with 5:42 to go in the first half of play, it is 16-11, Pleasanton leading Sargent in the D24 District Championship on Classic Hits.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, two items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldog!
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Loop City as we get ready for a pair of free throws for Caleb Pritchard of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Fouled on the shot by Tyke Kozel. And these are the first free throws of the ball game, and the first one is no good. Pleasanton is not a good free throw shooting team, just 54% on the season. Score update, Axtell 14, Overton 13 in the D15 final on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And that is after one at Kearney Catholic. We'll keep you up to date. Second free throw by Pritchard rolled all the way around and finally went in. And it's now 17-11, a six-point lead for Pleasanton. And Sargent somehow got the ball into the front court, but not cleanly. It was tipped and thrown away, and still Pleasanton couldn't find it. Now Pleasanton comes back out into that 2-3 zone, which shut Sargent down, basically, in the last 3 minutes of the first quarter. 17-11, Sargent trailing here with the basketball. Williams going to take the shot in the corner. First, I thought it was just a lob, but boy, outside of Finske, a lot of these shots by Sargent really flat, and the rebound brought down by Colin Janicek. 1-6 from downtown now for Sargent. You got to figure they're going to need some threes if they want to hang around. Driving and forcing the shot is Colin Janicek. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Finske, his third. Sargent with just a couple of buckets in the quarter. Pleasanton has got 6 points, including a three. Finske on the left wing. Dropped the ball. He's going to have to give it back over to Richards. Richards thought about the skip pass. They got Horky open on the far side. Now they lob it in. Bounce pass to Tyke Kozel. To Finske, knocked away from behind. Turnover Sargent. Pates, who got the steal, now comes to the other end. And a foul going to be called on Sargent, knocking the ball away from Austin Pates. Casey Richards with that foul, his first. Back into the ball game, Jason Nichols and Cody Janicek will check in. It'll be Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. A lot of the games last night, teams that had a decent first quarter couldn't keep it going, the exception Ravenna, but Minden and Ainsworth were tied, and we saw a couple other games that were tight early on. Here, Pleasanton trying to shake off a little bit of a sluggish first quarter, where they led 11-7, but were tied 7-all. Since then, they are on a 10-4 run, and trying to get it inside to Janicek. They'll go to the high post to Cody. Cody, turnaround jumper, will not go. Rebound brought down by Guy Finske. Finske with his fourth, and he's content to walk the ball up the floor. Bounce pass to Theo Williams. Back up top, Finske against the zone. Swings it right side, Richards. Three-pointer on away. That's too strong. Offensive rebound, Kozel, and it's partially blocked in there by Cole Pritchard. Kozel didn't take it up very strong. I'm sure coach and father Michael tell him, take that up strong. He would have drawn the foul or had an easy bucket. 17-11 still. Sargent trailing. Pleasanton ball. Ball deflected. And it will stay with Pleasanton as it goes out of bounds. Pates and Reese right back in. And for Sargent, here comes Lane Bennett into the ball game. And it will be Pleasanton basketball. They'll take that out in front of the Sargent bench. Take some time, and now here we go. Throw it into the backcourt. And bring it across the timeline to Nichols. Get it down low. Short jumper off the glass and in for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And Caleb Pritchard with his first field goal. And the lead is now 8. Coach Bill Giffen wants his team to put pressure on, but they haven't had a whole lot of success slapping it on off the few buckets that they have made. Sargent basketball into the right-hand corner. They'll get it to Ridge Horky. Horky gets it back out top. Finske. Finske looking to get free. Swings it over to Richards. Just playing catch around the perimeter, trying to post up Bennett. Skip pass up top, deflected away. Finske trying to save it, and a foul going to be called on number 3, Casey Richards. Richards wasn't even involved in that play, and that's going to be his second foul. I think he just kind of trying to get out of the way, was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Pleasanton now has Nichols, Garrett Reese, Pates, Colin Janicek, and Cole Pritchard on the floor. 19-11, Pleasanton, 2:45 to go, first half. The pace is to Sargent's liking, but they're still down 8. Pates drives, dishes it off to Reese. He was trying to circus move, couldn't get it. Kicked it out in the corner for the 3, all the way around and out. No good for Colin Janicek. Offensive rebound, Cole Pritchard back up and in. So Pritchard is there for the offensive putback. The lead is 10. The inbounds pass stolen away, but Pates missed the layup. And Finske will get the rebound. And the Bulldogs of Pleasanton have missed a lot of easy shots inside. Into the corner, three-pointer on the way, and short that time by Horky. Followed his shot, got his own rebound. Up, no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard, his fifth of the ball game. And Pleasanton now starting to control the glass. Reese from the low post, got Kozel in the air, goes around him. Shot too strong, no good. Rebound is going to be a jump ball. And it's going to belong to Pleasanton as Austin Pates tied up Casey Richards. And Pleasanton will keep possession with a minute 56 to go here. And coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll give you the first half scores from around the area. We'll get the first half stats, a little girls preview, and we'll talk about the unofficial Class C1 and C2 Boys State Tournament pairings. Inbounds pass off the underneath to Cole Pritchard, and an easy jumper over Williams, up and in. And it's now 23-11, and Pleasanton is going to get the ball right back as Sargent travels in the backcourt. And Coach Kozel's team now struggling with just 4 points in the quarter. 12 for Pleasanton, and they are up by 12 at 23-11. Sargent's got to find a way to close the gap here before halftime. Inbound pass up top to Garrett Reese to Pace. Pull-up jumper from 12. Rolls over the front of the rim. No good. And Casey Richards will pull down the rebound, his second for Sargent. Up the floor with it, Guy Fenske. He's got 9 of his team's 11 points. Looks for a pick on the right side. His guys aren't in the right place, and it's frustrating him here. That took about 10 seconds, and then tried to throw it to Kozel, and it's knocked away. So he took all that time setting up his offense, and then he threw it to two guys, threw it to neither of the guys that he pointed where he wanted them to go, and a turnover. And Sargent will get it back as a trip will result in a walk. Caleb Pritchard tried to turn short off that screen, stepped on a foot, and ended up walking with the basketball. 23-11. Pleasanton with the lead. Jason Nichols in, and Sargent's been on 11 for a long, long time. This was an 11-9 ball game, so a 12-2 run by Sargent to take the lead out to 12. And a little zone trap pressure being put on here. Sargent trying to throw over the top and around it. Fenske, long pass into the front court to Kozel. Right back to Fenske. He sees a little gap. Brings it to the baseline. Around a man. Underneath the hoop. Didn't know what to do. Put the shot up too strong. Rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. Again, he drove too deep. Baseball pass to the other end. Reese has it. Double clutch. Shot sits on the rim. Will not go. Ball batted out to Fenske. Sargent's got a chance to run. 3-on-2. Leave it off with a short jumper. Horky missed it. Rebound Kozel. And he's fouled. Tyke Kozel will go to the line. First free throws of the game for Sargent. Now the foul is on Jason Nichols, his first of the team's fifth. Haven't had a lot of fouls called. That's 5 on Pleasanton, 4 on Sargent. Very manageable amount here for the first half and 40 seconds to go. Kozel's free throw is up and in. So Fenske has 9 and Kozel has the other 3, and it's 23-12 Pleasanton. 40 seconds to go before halftime. And a second free throw now for Tyke Kozel is on the way, and it's in. So Kozel hits them both, and it's 23-13 with 40 seconds to go, and Pates brings the ball up the floor here. Crossover dribble sits to the middle. Guarded there in the man-to-man by Horky. Swings it right side to Cole Pritchard. Up top to Janicek. 25 seconds to go to Nichols. Left elbow weak side. Now they'll reset the offense, and Pates will dribble it around half court as they play for most likely the last shot. Pleasanton's one of those teams that'll try and catch you with about 8 or 9 seconds on the clock, but that's not going to be the case here. Pate still dribbling around, 10 seconds to go in the half. He'll give it off to Janicek. 8 seconds. Janicek, crossover dribble, cut off by Fenske. Now comes off the pick, pull-up jumper from 8 is good, and that's how we will go to halftime. The score at halftime in the D2-4 district championship game at Loup City. The 20-3 Pleasanton Bulldogs lead the 12-10 Sargent Bulldogs at the half, 25-13. We'll take a break and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report with all the numbers, score updates, and a state tournament preview right after this timeout on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Sargent.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Whatever machining you need done, large job or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and the surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton, a proud sponsor of this broadcast.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back to Loup City. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, joining you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. At the half, it's Pleasanton 25 and Sargent 13. We'll have some halftime scores from the other venues. Lindsay Holy Family was leading Giltner after 1-14-12. Now, don't forget, you can hear that game on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Axtell Overton currently airing on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Adams Central and Holdridge are on 1230 AM KHAS, but any of those games can also be heard on the web at kkpr.com. We'll give you a look at the first half stats in just a moment to stay with us. Also, the Class C1 and C2 Boys State Tournament is not officially set because some of the games tonight in the A, B, and D districts could impact the points, but it doesn't appear enough that it's going to move any of the seeds. And here are the unofficial pairings that some of the folks have figured out for Class C1 and Class C2 for teams from our area. And those include Grand Island Central Catholic making it in as a wild card in C1. These games next Thursday would be at Pershing Auditorium. Central Catholic would play Wayne at 2 o'clock. At 3:45, Minden would take on Wahoo Newman. At 7, Kimball would play Milford. And at 8:45, Hastings St. Cecilia would take on Norfolk Catholic. The unofficial first-round pairings in C1 next Thursday at Pershing. C2 will open up at Lincoln High next Thursday, and unofficially the 9 a.m. game will have the second seed Ravenna taking on Hardington Cedar Catholic. Lincoln Christian would play Sutton at 10:45. Johnson Brock would take on the top seed Archbishop Bergen at 2, and Arapahoe would play North Platte St. Pat's at 3:45. Of course, the Girls State High School basketball tournament gets underway Thursday, and we've got you covered on our network of stations. Here are some of the matchups in the area. In Class B, Holdridge will play Lexington at the Sports Center at 8:45. In C1, here on Classic Hits, Minden will play Gordon Rushville, 3:45 at Pershing. At 7 o'clock, Centura will play Sandy Creek at Pershing. That can be heard on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Hastings St. Cecilia plays Ashland Greenwood at 8:45 on 1230 KHAS. Again, any of these games that I mentioned that are on the radio, you can also hear at kkpr.com. In C2, 2 o'clock in the afternoon Thursday at Lincoln East, the Sutton Phillies will take on Hardington Cedar Catholic on 1230 AM KHAS. And in D1, Thursday night from Lincoln Southwest at 7 o'clock, Amherst will take on West Point Central Catholic. It's the second ever trip to state for the Amherst girls, and we'll have it for you here on Classic Hits. Also from the area in D2, Ansley plays Why Not Thursday morning at 10:45 at Lincoln Southwest. Lawrence Nelson plays Brady at Lincoln East at 7 o'clock. Here, it's halftime, Pleasanton 25 and Sargent 13. We'll look at the first half stats right after this.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
Age 50 or older, hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Couple of score updates for you. At the half, it is Overton 26 and Axtell 23. In the D15 district final, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And in Class B, Holdridge holding down Adams Central halftime. It is Holdridge 22 and Adams Central 14. Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family not quite to the half yet. Here it's 25-13 Pleasanton, and let's look at Sargent's numbers. Casey Richards has 2 rebounds. Ridge Horkey, 1 rebound. Guy Fenske leads the way, as he usually does. The kid averages 21 points and 11.5 rebounds a game. In the first half, 9 points, 6 rebounds. Tyke Kozel has the other 4 points and 5 rebounds, and Theo Williams, 3 rebounds. Sargent, 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 10 in the second. They've been to the line one time. Kozel made both free throws. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first quarter, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, not too bad for Sargent, 3 in the first quarter and 4 in the second. Foul situation, Casey Richards, the only player with 2. 7 points in the first quarter, six in the second, and at the half, Sargent has 13 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from three-point land, and 7 turnovers for 12-10 Sargent. We'll look at Pleasanton numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. They've had 5 players score, and they do not include Garrett Reese. Coincidentally, the team's leading scorer has not scored, but they found other ways to get the ball in the hoop. And Reese has had some opportunities, but both teams have missed a lot of inside shots, more for Pleasanton. Austin Pates, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Cole Pritchard is the leading scorer with 8 points. He also has a team-high 6 rebounds and a block. Caleb Pritchard, 3 points. Colin Janicek, 7 points, 4 rebounds. Garrett Reese hasn't scored but has 5 rebounds, and Cody Janicek has 1 bucket for 2 points. 11 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. They've been to the line 1 time. Caleb Pritchard went 1 for 2. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, just 1 in the second. Foul situation, Caleb Pritchard the only player with 2. Pleasanton had 11 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, 25 points, 18 rebounds, 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 5 turnovers. And in the Battle of the Bulldogs, it's Pleasanton leading Sargent in the D24 District Championship game at the half, 25-13. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half is next on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors, to Loop City Athletic Director Wayne Klein, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. Doug Duda back with you here at Loop City, as Sargent will get the ball to start the second half of this D2 District Final, but they're down by 12, 25-13. Fenske with basketball, and let's see what Sargent is able to do. 3 of their buckets in the first half were off nice screens and back cuts by Fenske, and he hit layups. But outside of that, Sargent's not hitting any jump shots, not getting much else going. As the ball in the corner is deflected out of bounds by Caleb Pritchard. Sargent really not a tall team and doesn't feel comfortable taking it into the paint against the big fella Garrett Reese, so they haven't done that much either. Inbounds pass all the way to the backcourt to Casey Richards. He'll give it to Fenske, to Williams, and into the right-hand corner to Horkey. Again, just 9 players suited tonight here for Sargent, and Sargent turns it over. Pate's got a fingertip on it and deflected it off of Fenske, and out of bounds it went. So the 8th turnover here for Sargent. Sargent is stuck around here this first half. As the ball comes over to the right side of the key. Pleasanton will bring the ball into the front court with Caleb Pritchard. Down to Reese, back to Pritchard on a give and go, but good defense by Casey Richards. He'll try and force the shot, and he got it to go. So Caleb Pritchard was going to shoot that ball no matter what. Good defense by Sargent, but Pritchard just hit a tough shot. He's got 5 points, and Pleasanton is now up by 14 and starting to pull away here. Sargent's got to find a way to get some offense going here. We mentioned they only score 45 points a ball game, but they were going to need at least that many tonight to have a chance against Pleasanton. Horkey with it, back out top to Fenske. To the high post to Kojal. Kojal has a little room, but dribbled too late. Now Pates comes in, slapping up the ball. He'll get it out of there into the corner to Horky. Back to Fetzke. Going to fire up the three. It's off the iron. No good. The rebound brought down by Garrett Reese. So a good defensive stand again there by Pleasanton. And Sargent continues to struggle from the field. 90 seconds into this third quarter and a 27-13 lead for Pleasanton against the Sargent man-to-man defense here. Pates up top, looks at the back cut, covered well there by Richards again. Here's a setup three for Colin Janicek off the heel, no good. High in the air, Cole Pritchard got the rebound, dumps it underneath to Reese for his first bucket of the ball game. It's a good teamwork there by Pleasanton, and they have the first two buckets of the second half and lead it 29-13. Kojal, as they break the press, stops at the free throw line. Williams ran right up his back. Coach Mike Kojal comes off the bench. I think he's thinking about taking a timeout here, and he does take a timeout. Timeout on the floor here by the Sargent Bulldogs. It's a 30-second timeout with 5:52 to go in the third quarter of play. Sargent trailing Pleasanton 29-13.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Sargent out of the timeout. They've got three remaining. Pleasanton has four. Remember, Sargent got off to a good start. They got the first bucket, scored on the opening tip, had a 4-2 lead. There wasn't much scoring in the first 3 minutes of this game. In fact, it was 4-2, and Pleasanton called that timeout at the 4:24 mark. And since then, nothing has worked, and Sargent walks. They didn't even get into their offensive set, and that's just a killer. You call a timeout, you set up a play, you don't even get started, and they travel with a basketball. And you can see the lug nuts starting to loosen here on the wagon for Sargent. As Pleasanton gets it down low, pump fake, foul's going to send number 20, Caleb Pritchard, to the line. For the second time tonight, he's the only man that's been to the line for Pleasanton. The foul's on Tyke Kojal. That'll be his second and the first foul of the half. But it's pretty simple. Their defense has been pretty good. Pleasanton's missed some shots. But if Sargent can't score, it just doesn't matter as the free throw is up and in for Caleb Pritchard. Pleasanton looking to get back to the state tournament after a two-year absence. As the second free throw is up and in, so it's now 31-13 in favor of the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The D2 Boys State Basketball Tournament is where Pleasanton is trying to get back to. And right now, they are looking in very, very good shape. And the pass up the floor is tipped and deflected away. So it'll stay with Sargent. They've got to inbound it at midcourt. If they get into the state tournament, D2 this year is at Lincoln North Star on opening day. There's a good chance they're going to play a late game. They'd be right in that 4 or 5 seed. As Sargent gets it into the corner and Kojal's three is off the mark, nobody can grab the rebound. And out of bounds it goes. Coming into tonight's game, Pleasanton had the 5th seed, but there is a log jam there. They're actually tied for 4th with O'Neill St. Mary's. They could be anywhere from a 4 to a 6, but at the other end, Pleasanton drives and scores with Caleb Pritchard. He's got 6 of his team's 8 points here in the quarter, and an 8-0 start to the second half, and it's 33-13 Pleasanton. Sargent into the front court. Kojal, right side, gets it into the corner to Horky, drives the baseline, runs out of real estate, and out of bounds he goes. Sargent needs something good to happen here. They need a bucket. They need to break the ice here. They need to get something positive because it doesn't look good right now. You can tell their dauber's down, and Pleasanton is starting to get into a little bit of a groove here, up by 20, and we've got a foul as they try to lob the ball inside. Looks like they grabbed the jersey there of Caleb Pritchard as they went to lob it over the top. Casey Richards with his 3rd personal foul, and it'll be Pleasanton ball underneath their hoop. Looking, still looking to throw it in. Bounce pass comes in to Janicek, to Pritchard. Pritchard puts it up and in. Cole Pritchard with 10 points in the ball game to lead all scorers. And it's 35-13, a near steal in the backcourt. And Sargent's got to call a timeout because they're not going to get across the timeline. Timeout on the floor for the Sargent Bulldogs. 4:31 to go here in the third quarter of play. It's 35-13. Pleasanton will be right back.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to Loup City, where right now it's all Pleasanton. The Bulldogs have started the second half on a 10-0 run to extend the 12-point lead up to 22. And Sargent will break the press, give it back to Fenske. He's going to get a little aggressive, take it at Reese, put the shot up, no good. Ball goes out of bounds, they say. Last touch by Sargent. Cole Pritchard had it. They're going to say that it was punched out of his hands. And so that would be his eighth rebound. And it's 35-13. Pleasanton with the lead. And Austin Pace with the basketball. And they're doing this without shooting many threes. They're 2 of 8. Usually they like to get up and down the floor, fire a few threes in transition, get some layups. Well, they've had some layups as they try to lob it to Reese. He's double-teamed. Good wraparound pass, backdoor shot. Cole Pritchard, good. Reese doesn't have to score tonight. He is doing a good job of trying the double-team and passing the ball around as Sargent gets it into the front court to Tank Kojal. Gives it off to Guy Fenske. Fenske bounce pass over to Richards into the corner to Theo Williams. And a blocking foul going to be called on Cole Pritchard. That'll be the second foul on Pritchard and the first foul of the half here on Pleasanton. That looked like, well, we haven't called anything on Pleasanton for a while. We better blow the whistle. That's their first foul of the half. Jason Nichols and both Casey and Cody Janicek will now come in for Coach Bill Giffen, whose team has this one put away midway through the third quarter, 37-13. Sargent looking for their first points of the half. Fenske guarded up top by Nichols. Gives it off to Kojal. Tight to the top of the circle. Back over to Fenske. He's going to take the long three, and it's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Cody Janicek. That's his first of the ball game. Up the floor. Long outlet pass to Casey. Puts the short jumper up, no good. Cody Janicek, rebound back up and in. Second bucket of the ball game for Cody Janicek. And the blood is in the water, and the Pleasanton fans are enjoying it right now. 39-13. 3 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Sargent working the ball around the perimeter here. Theo Williams in the corner. Pleasanton's basically just come out with a 3-2 zone, challenging Sargent to pass the ball inside or to drive, and they're just not able to do it. Richards into the corner to Williams. Williams tries by one. Janicek by the second. Reverse layup. Good. Theo Williams with his first bucket of the ball game, and the first bucket of the second half comes at the 2:45 mark of the third quarter here for Sargent and snaps the 14-0 run for Pleasanton in this half and the last bucket of the second quarter as well. As they get it underneath to Janicek, he'll be fouled. Good wraparound pass from Caleb Pritchard to Casey Janicek, and Casey will go to the line and shoot two free throws. These teams have a few opponents that are familiar and are teams that both have played: Ansley, Litchfield, Elwood, South Loup. Free throw is up and no good by Casey Janicek. And for the most part, both teams have picked up wins over those schools. Into the ball game for Sergeant Jack Gibbons. And one more free throw coming up for the Bulldogs as Derek Tolles now makes his first appearance. Jason Nichols got a little more playing time early tonight. Second free throw, Casey Janicek, no good. Tyke Kojal has his sixth rebound here for Sergeant, who hasn't had a whole lot of success on the boards either. I have that as their first rebound of the half. And now Sargent turns it over, trying to get the ball up the floor to Williams. And a very brief stint on the bench for Ridge Horkey. He'll come in, and Theo Williams will check out. On the floor for Pleasanton, Jason Nichols, Austin Pates, Casey and Cody Janicek, and Derek Tolles. For Sargent, they've got Casey Richards. They've got Fenske, Kojal, Horkey, and also Jack Gibbons. A three for Pates off the front of the iron, no good. Long rebound run down by Fenske. He tries to win the race to the other end, goes all the way in, up and in, and a foul to go along with it. So Guy Fenske finally gets back into scorebook here. He's got 11 of the 17 points and a chance for a three-point play. foul is going to go on Jason Nichols, his second. And checking into the ball game now, Zeb Stepka will check in for the first time, young sophomore for Sargent. And at the line, Guy Fenske to try and complete the three-point play. His first free throw attempt of the night is in. So a dozen points now for Fenske. It's 39-18. Pleasanton cruising along in this basketball game. And the Bulldogs have the basketball in the front court, right side, Jason Nichols. We're going to see more subs at the next horn. Looking inside for Janicek, covered up top, Tolles. Left elbow, left wing, they'll give it to Pate. Holds the ball, guarded out there by Horky. Bounce pass down low to Cody. Janicek is at his toes, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover Pleasanton, their first of the half. And a lot of the starters now come back in for Pleasanton. They won't have to play much more tonight. And the original starting five are back on the floor for Pleasanton with a minute 41 to go here in the third quarter. 39-18, Pleasanton leading Sargent. And up the floor with it comes Guy Fenske. He's just driving into his man, pushing back, and finally Caleb Pritchard gets him to the baseline and cuts him off. Kicks it back out, Fenske for the three. It is no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Ridge Horky. Horky back over to Fenske. Fenske takes the jumper and hits it. Guy Fenske from a little farther out now has 14 points, averages 21 a game. Quickly to the other end, they try to get it to Reese. Kozel steps in front and makes the steal. That's one big positive. They have shut down Garrett Reese, and one of the reasons is Ty Kozel. And now it's tipped away, the steal is made, and an uncontested layup at the other end for Pleasanton will be finished off by Colin Janicek, who now has 9 points. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter, 41-20 Pleasanton. Cruising along here this second half to another district championship. Ball at midcourt with Tyke Kozel. Loses his dribble, swings it over to Stepka. Zeb gives it right back up top to the high post. Gibbons, turnaround jumper from 10. A little strong, rebound brought down by Reese. Down to 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Outlet pass to Janicek. Call on the left wing, tries to get it underneath to Reese. And the ball is deflected and goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Pleasanton. Plenty of time here, 26 seconds to go in quarter number three. And it'll be Bulldog ball underneath their own hoop. Bounce pass into the corner to Pates. Up top, Janicek. Colin content to back it up. Go over to Caleb Pritchard. Reese still working inside on Kozel. Back up top, swing it left wing. And we're going to get a 3-second count, it looks like. Called on Pleasanton. That's the eighth turnover here for the Bulldogs. 16 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play, and it's 41-20. Sargent trailing, but they have a chance at the last shot here. Kozel trying to get free, 7 seconds. Fenske's going to drive hard, left side of the key, gets tripped up, 2 players fall to the ground, the ball goes out of bounds, no call, and the ball is going to belong to Pleasanton. Coach Mike Kozel trying to figure out why there was no call there. 2 seconds to go, and Pleasanton might get a chance at a prayer here. Pace wants that chance. They get it to Pace. Pace can't get it there. That's the end of the quarter. But it's all Pleasanton as they outscore Sargent 16-7 in the third quarter of play. And after three in the boys' D24 District Championship game, Pleasanton 41, Sargent 20. And we'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldogs!
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says, go Dogs!
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody! Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back to Loup City as we head into the fourth quarter of play. The ball will belong to Pleasanton, and they lead it by a score of 41-20 as they get ready for their 21st victory of the season, and off to state they will go Let's see if Sargent can do anything to at least make a run here early in the fourth quarter. Ball worked into the left-hand corner to Pates. Pates drives in, one-hand runner, sets on the rim and goes. So Austin Pates now with 7 points in the basketball game. And it is 43-20. Sargent into the front court. We'll give you some numbers here in just a second. Score updates. I think our game moving along as quickly as any of them. So we'll update you on the Axtell Overton and Adams Central Holdridge game in just a moment. And don't forget, when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll talk with Coach Kiffin. Inside Horky. Got a turnaround jumper from 10. No good. Rebound swatted off the glass back to Horky, who puts it up and draws the foul. So Ridge, who is yet to score in the game, will get a pair of free throws here again. Sargent has three kids that average right around 5 points, and then Guy Fenske, who averages nearly 21. The foul's on Cole Pritchard, his third. And a free throw for Ridge Horky, looking for his first point. Won't get it there. And back into the ball game, Casey Richards. And checking out will be Zeb Stepka. Second free throw now coming up for Ridge Horky. On the way, and it sat on the rim and finally dropped in. And it is 43-20. Up into the front court, Pates. He'll hand the basketball off to Colin Janacek. Janacek off the screen. Good covers there by Fenske to hang with him. Skip pass over to Pates. Pates going to dribble to the right wing from the key and now get rid of the basketball. Lob it into Cole Pritchard. Man-to-man, steal by Sargent. Pleasanton actually mixed their defenses up tonight. Man then to zone a couple of times. 6:40 to go to the game. They try to lob it into Reese, and Kojal says, I don't know why you keep doing that. I keep stealing it, and he does it again as he tries to get up the floor quickly. He tripped up but held on to the ball, and Sargent will set up their half-court offense. Most of these Sargent players won speed, and that's usually with shoulder pads. But what a year they've had. They're going to be great again next year and better at basketball, you would assume. Driving in, a foul, Reese on Casey Richards. I think Sargent has just decided what the heck. We're going to take it in. If you block it, you block it. Otherwise, we got a chance here. And Garrett Reese with his first personal foul. And Casey Richards will go to the line for the first time. Score updates for you. Man, Adams Central having trouble scoring as the free throw is up and in. Holdridge 34 and Adams Central 25. And that's at the end of three. At the end of three, Lindsay Holy Family leading Giltner 25-20. Is the score that we have been given at the end of three, as the second free throw here is no good, and it's going to be kicked out of bounds. So the ball will belong to Pleasanton with 6:10 to go. 43-22, Pleasanton with the lead, give and go over Reese's hands, but run down to the backside by Cole Pritchard, and then Pritchard called for the travel, trying to get the shot away. 10th turnover for Pleasanton. 43-22. It was 11-7 after one. Sargent played a solid first quarter. Problem was, neither team was making anything in that first quarter, and then it continued for Sargent. High post, turnaround jumper by Gibbons. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Reese with his 8th rebound. Outlet pass, Pleasanton wants to run. Pates too fast, turned it over. Double dribble is going to be called. Pleasanton with their third turnover of the quarter. Sargent again, a team that's not a high-scoring ball club, but their lowest output of the year was the opening game of the year against Burwell, where they scored just 29 coming off the football season where they were pretty banged up. They had 32 against Sandhills-Thedford before the conference tournament, as they turn it over here now for the first time of the quarter, but the 14th time in the game. And Sargent starters, I think, are going to be seeing their final few seconds here. Three-pointer on the way. Caleb Pritchard is off the mark, no good. Trying to get the rebound, and Pleasanton does yank it down with Colin Janacek, and Casey Richards is going to be called over the back. That is his 4th foul. Well, they say it's his 5th foul, so he's going to foul out. So Casey Richards fouls out of the ball game. 1 point, 2 rebounds, and Richards, one of the seniors on this ball club, playing in his final contest, will leave us with 5:25 to go, and Theo Williams will re-enter the ball game. And Pleasanton will get the ball underneath their own hoop here with Caleb Pritchard to throw it in. Dumps it to the right-hand corner to Cole Pritchard. Up top they'll go to Colin Janacek. Tried to set up the three. It's covered. Screen dribbled off the foot there. Caleb Pritchard turns it over. Picked up by Sargent. And to the other end, Fesky's going to be fouled as Caleb Pritchard tried to run him down from behind. The foul called. That'll be his third, the team's fifth. Not in the bonus yet. So Sargent ball underneath their own hoop with 5:14 to go. And Overton has opened things up against Axtell in the second half, kind of like we saw here. They only led by 3 at the half. Now they're up by 18. 45-27. Axtell only 4 points in the third quarter. They outscored 19-4. Here's a three-pointer by Fenske. Just can't get it to go. Cole Pritchard goes high in the air. Skies up for his ninth rebound. Sargent is 1 of 12 from three-point land. Pleasant and not much better. 2 of 10. Jason Nichols is in. Tries to get the shot away. Horky knocks it away. Picked up by Janicek. Collin gets it inside. It's stolen away. Gibbons steps in front. And Jack makes the steal. Pleasanton getting sloppy here in the fourth quarter. That's their fifth turnover. But Sargent not doing anything with it. Sargent, no field goals yet in this fourth quarter. Just a couple of free throws. And they have just 9 points in the second half. Fenske top of the circle. Over to Williams. Williams going to drive in. A runner off the glass is in. Theo Williams with his second bucket. And it's 43-24 Pleasanton. 4:20 to go in the game. Here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Loup City, and Sargent of the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Moving right along here on this Tuesday night. Everything after tonight is state tournament play as Nichols comes off the screen, hits a nice little 8-foot jumper for his first bucket of the ball game. And Bill Giffen's squad will have a good feeling because everybody's going to be able to be involved in this district championship as Williams drives the other end. And they're going to call him for a push-off and an offensive foul. That's the first foul on Theo Williams. And waiting to check in now will be Zeb Stepka and Lane Bennett for Sargent. For Pleasanton, Austin Pates and Garrett Reese will re-enter the basketball game. So as they change those out again, here's your third quarter scores. Overton 45, Axtell 27, Lindsay Holy Family 25, Giltner 20, and Holdridge 34, Adams Central 25, all after three. Here it's 45-24, Pleasanton leading Sargent with 3:45 to go in the game. Pleasanton backing in and losing his balance, but throwing up the shot as Caleb Pritchard almost rolled over the front of the rim, but no good, and Guy Fenske has his eighth rebound. Fenske, strong left-hand dribble and too much on the hip. A foul called. Caleb Pritchard, his fourth. Sixth team foul. Don't forget when we're all done, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats for you. And a chance to talk with Bill Giffen as Pleasanton heads back to state after missing the last couple of years. Theo Williams in the right-hand corner. Sargent works it up top to Fenske. Left elbow, left block, takes it all the way in, runs into Janicek, and is going to get the call. The foul is on Cody Janicek, his first, and Guy Fenske will go to the line to shoot two. He has 14 of the 24 points. He's 1 of 1 at the line, 14 points, 8 rebounds for Guy Fenske. And the free throw is on the way, and no good. Amazingly, those are both below his per-game season average. Kid averages just about 21 points and 11.5 rebounds a game. He's a good one. Second free throw up and in. Guy plays basketball. Jed wrestles. Jed, a state champion potential. He's a very good wrestler, and man, what a season he has had. I think Jed, maybe if my memory serves me right, was either runner-up this year, I believe. Right now, though, Pleasanton has the basketball. Pates lost it, but it rolls over to Cody Janicek, and then Cody tries to dribble it. And that's not what a 6'3 guy should do in the paint, and he ends up calling for the double dribble. So Sargent has not given up, and Pleasanton hasn't blown the doors off of them by any means. They've just taken what they have been given tonight, as Stepka has it on the right wing. Bounce pass, high post. Kojal's there, 14-footer, no good. And the rebound to Caleb Pritchard. That's his first of the ball game. We said it in the first half. It's true still here in the second half. When Sargent misses, if they're not in and out, and they had some shots that were all the way down and kicked out, especially from Kojal in the first half, as Reese gets a nice entry pass and scores just his second bucket of the ball game. But most of Sargent's shots tonight have come up short. Coach Kojal said they had a little illness, but everybody's ready. In fact, they're probably a little more under the weather at Pleasanton as Williams drives the baseline. Janicek not set. Blocking foul, and the bucket counts. So a chance for a three-point play here for Theo Williams, who has all six of his points in the second half. And more substitutions now coming in. back into the ball game for Sargent, Ridge Horkey, and Jack Gibbons. And here comes a whole fresh set of faces for the Bulldogs of Pleasanton. John Colsheen. Colin Janicek does come back in. You've got Clay Weber in there. Try and pick out who else rolled in there. I'm pretty sure Derek Toles got back in. Free throw by Williams is good. So Theo completes the three-point play. 47-28. Yeah, Toles got in there, and also in there is Brady Darby for Pleasanton. Here's a three-pointer, Clay Weber. Off the iron, no good. Nobody can save it in. Well, it is saved in by Darby, but right into the hands of Guy Fenske. Fenske up the floor. Fenske into the double team. Steps through. Back up top, Williams. Back over to Fenske. Open three. Fires and hits. Guy Fenske with just the second three-pointer of the ball game. He's hit them both. 18 points for him. 47-31, 2 minutes to go at the other end. Up and under move by Darby. Won't go. Fenske grabs the rebound. His 10th of the ball game. Sargent up the floor. Fenske by one man. By two. And then he runs right over a guy, and they're going to call it travel. That's kind of the best call you could get there. About anything could have happened. They could have called Fenske for a charge. They could have said one of the Pleasanton boys trips him up. But they instead call the travel, and that will give it back over to Pleasanton. A minute 35 to go, and the clock running. Misco Sports postgame show coming up as Toles drives, has the ball deflected out of his hand, loose on the baseline, and tight Kojal will pick up the loose ball. He'll outlet it to Fenske, who'll give it back to Tyke into the front court. A minute 20 to go in the game, 47-31. Pleasanton going to head to state. Get it inside to Gibbons. Bounce pass Kojal. He's open. Short jumper. Missed it. Williams fighting for the rebound, and then Toles just lands on it. And we're going to get a jump ball between Toles and Kojal. The arrow points the way of Sargent. And back into the ball game, Jason Nichols and Casey Janicek for Pleasanton. And now Mike Kojal, who only had 9 kids suited tonight, so didn't have to work very hard to get some of the guys into the ball game. We'll bring back in Lane Bennett. And with the seniors checking out, Zeb Stefka comes in. They get a hand from the crowd here at Loop City. Inbounds pass, Fenske in the corner. He's going to try the tough three. It is no good. Fight for the rebound, and it's Pleasanton's Casey Janicek coming out of the scrum with it. A minute to go. 47-31, Pleasanton. They jumped out 25-13 at the half, scored the first 12 points of the third quarter, and have never looked back. Pleasanton again tries to get it inside, but another turnover. That's 8 turnovers in this quarter. They had 8 total in the first 3. Stefka with it on the right wing. This is where you shoot if you get a chance. You hear the crowd yelling at him. Sargent tries to get it into Gibbons. The ball knocked away. Toles got the steal. Pleasanton with 30 seconds to go, and Nichols will trot the ball into the front court here. Jason dribbling the ball in the center circle. Trying to get somebody open. Toles on the left wing. Toles bounce pass to Weber. Into the corner they go to Darby. 15 seconds to go. Clay Weber has it again. Fenske wants to get one more steal here. Pleasanton played a little keep away. They'd like to get a shot away. 8 seconds to go. Here's Toles, and Toles is going to be fouled as he tries to drive to the hoop with a blocking foul on Ridge Horkey. His first, team 6th, so we won't have any free throws. 4.5 seconds to go. Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. Back in is John Colsheen, and it looks like Sargent is going to run in Kalen Grint to the basketball game. And it will be Pleasanton to throw it in, maybe get a shot away. They'll throw it in, out of Colsheen's hands, turned over, picked up by Stefka, who got tripped up, and that's the end of the basketball game. So your final score in the boys' D24 district championship game at Loop City, the Pleasanton Bulldogs, 47. The Sargent Bulldogs, 31. And for the 7th time in 11 years, Pleasanton is off to Lincoln to compete in the state tournament. They are 21-3. Sargent will end the year at 12-11. We'll be back with all the final stats and a chat with Coach Bill Giffen right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout this season and another district champion crowned here tonight. And in Loup City, it's the Pleasanton Bulldogs. It'll be a fun trip home as Pleasanton will head back to the state tournament with a 47-31 win over Sargent. It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks at the downtown Kearney Center. Stop in today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Love to have you. Open 7 days a week, whether it's track, whether it's soccer, whether it's baseball or softball, Misco's is there for you. We'll take a look at the final numbers here in just a moment. We'll have some final scores from the other area games to tell you about. But we will take a break and be back with more right after this.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in this basketball game. First of all, for Sargent, five players scored, and as usual, they were led by Guy Fenske. Casey Richards had 1 point and two rebounds in the basketball game. Ridge Horkey, 1 point and three rebounds. Jack Gibbons had a rebound. Tyke Kozel, 4.7 rebounds. Theo Williams, 7 points, three rebounds. And Guy Fenske, 18 points, 10 rebounds for the Sargent Bulldogs. Sargent had 17 rebounds in the first half, just 9 in the second. Free throw shooting 2 of 2 in the first, 5 of 9 in the second. 3-point shooting 1 of 7 in each half. Turnovers 7 of the first half and 8 in the second half. Sargent had 13 points at halftime, 18 points in the second half. And the Bulldogs of Sargent finished with 31 points, 26 rebounds. 7 of 10 at the free throw line, 2 of 14 from three-point land, 15 turnovers. Sargent's season will come to an end with a record of 12 and 11. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for the Pleasanton Bulldogs right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldogs!
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says, go Dogs!
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Final numbers of the ball game for Pleasanton. They had a total of 7 players score in the contest tonight. Jason Nichols had 2 points. Austin Pates had 7 points, 3 rebounds. Cole Pritchard led the way with 14 points and 9 rebounds in the basketball game. 1 block shot. Caleb Pritchard had 9 points, 1 rebound. Colin Janicek had 9 points, and he also had 5 rebounds in the contest. Derek Tolles, 1 rebound. Garrett Reese, 4 points, 8 rebounds. Casey Janicek had a rebound. Cody Janicek, 2 points and 2 rebounds. 18 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting in the ball game, 2 of 7 in the first half of play, and in the second half, 0 of 4. Turnovers for Pleasanton, 5 in the first half. They had 12 in the second half. 9 of those came in the fourth quarter. So Pleasanton tonight had 25 points at halftime. They had 22 in the second half. And the Bulldogs will finish with 47 points, 30 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 2 of 11 from 3-point land, 1 block, 17 turnovers. Pleasanton heads back to state with a 47-31 victory. It's not necessarily the highest scoring game of the year for Pleasanton, but Coach Bill Giffen joins us here. Coach, it's good enough. Your defense shut them down. You knew what they were going to have to do. Guy Fenske got his points, but you pretty much shut everybody else down in this game.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. You know, I'm sure he'll get All-State votes, and he should. And that was our idea. We didn't want to use any junk defenses. We thought we had a very good defensive player in Caleb Pritchard on him. But he's still going to get his points, but we want to be able to make sure nobody else goes off.
They did a pretty good job on Garrett Reese, but as usual, when somebody gets shut down, somebody else steps up, and you guys were able to kind of knife to the hoop, a little penetration, good pass of the ball, and Pritchard, Pates, Janicek, your guards got the job done.
Yeah, you know, we've got a balanced attack, and you take away something, you're gonna give up another thing. And so against Sargent, they play such great man-to-man defense. You know, it's packing it in. It's a pack line type of D, and help there all the time. So we worked on, when we did get a drive in practice, we worked on looking backside because we knew there would be a whole crowd waiting for the driver, even if you beat your guy. So for the most part, we did a good job of moving the ball that way.
We won't keep you too long because I know it won't be long until the pictures start being snapped down there. But, hey, congratulations on going to state, man.
Thank you.
This has got to be a good feeling. A couple of years here in the transition, you got this group right where you wanted, and you got a good ball club, 21-3. Could you have thought that this was a 20-win ball club at the beginning of the year?
Well, you know, you never sell your team short. I never went through and figured, okay, a win here, a loss here.
Well, let's talk about the improvement. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but, I mean, you've won 14 in a row now. Obviously, this team has gotten a lot better since game one.
Well, I think the last loss we had was pretty painful. And I said right after that, we can go two different ways. We can just be depressed and hit the skids on a loss like that, you know, have an 18-point lead and losing in overtime. Or we can be mad, so to speak, want to tone it down and use that energy. And there's been a few times along the way where we've had some things happen that have been, I won't go into detail, but two things along the way that have given us motivation to do the best we can as a coaching staff, as individual players, you know, that sort of thing. We had a starting lineup shakeup there against Loomis, just for some things that weren't happening like I would like to see. So there's always ways to, you know, get them angry again and get them motivated, I guess.
Well, 24 games, that's a lot of games, and you can do a lot of different things in a lot of minutes. But the kids came in, needed what they get done today, and outside of maybe just coasting a little bit there in the fourth quarter where you didn't score much and turned the ball over with more than you scored, you'll be able to bring that up in practice as you get ready for
the game. Oh, yeah. You know, like I was saying before, the kids know they've got to make some improvements. If they want to get far, they've got to improve some things. We still got to play our game and play with some confidence and poise and attack. You know, that's our game.
Well, we'll let you go enjoy it. We'll talk to you next week, and can't wait to see the Bulldogs back down in Lincoln.
That'll be sweet.
Bill, thank you.
Thank you.
Great
Thanks
season. We'll see you down there. Bill Giffen, the head boys basketball coach at Pleasanton. We'll be back and wrap things up after this timeout on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Trotter Fertilizer of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotters for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer in Pleasanton wishes the Bulldogs good luck.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Couple of final scores. In fact, all the games have now went final. There has been an upset in D2. Giltner, who was the favorite tonight going in against Lindsay Holy Family, has been upset. Giltner loses to Lindsay Holy Family by a score of 44-33. So Holy Family pulls the upset there, knocks off Giltner. It is Overton pulling away in the third quarter, big time, and then cruising in the fourth. Overton 62, Axtell 43, a final. So Overton, who made it to the D1 finals last year, is going to go back to state. Axtell, who's been at state the last couple of years with wins, will not go back. And for Holdridge, they beat Adams Central 34-25 in a low score. No, wait a minute. Let me double check that. That final was 46-41. Holdridge. It was 34-25 after three. Holdridge wins it 46-41. Again, the final score here, Pleasanton 47, Sargent 31. We've got girls state tournament action coming your way Thursday at 3:45. Minden takes on Gordon Rushville, and at 7, Amherst takes on West Point Central Catholic. We'll also have the Centura Sandy Creek game at 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And boys state tournament action next week. We've got Overton, Pleasanton, Minden, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Ravenna among the teams that will be headed down to the state tournament. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week for your shopping convenience. Stop by today and see them for shoes, for bats, for gloves, for uniforms. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Again, thanks to Wayne Klein, the folks here at Loop City, our many fine sponsors, to Walt Smith, who's done it all here in the building tonight. This is Doug Duda for our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, saying thanks for joining us. Again, the final of the boys' D24 District Final. Pleasanton 47, Sargent 31. We'll see you at the state tournament here on Classic Hits.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
You can find something to satisfy everyone's taste buds at the Sandbar in Pleasanton. With features including a kids' menu, breakfast menu, and lunch specials. The Sandbar is open every day, including Sundays, with a special. It all happens at the Sandbar in Pleasanton.
Miller Electric in Pleasanton is now at their new location at 103 Sycamore, the old grocery store. Miller Electric is proud to sponsor all the area athletes and would like to wish them the best of luck. Call Miller Electric for your home, office, or anything else that you need lit up. Miller Electric in Pleasanton.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldog!
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.